From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And it's time once again for the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Yeah. And I think the audience has a message for you, Mike. Audience, what is the message for Mike today?
Happy birthday, Mike!
Thank you.
It's a rare occurrence when we do the show on your birthday, so we had to get that done and out of the way with right off the bat. But a dominant victory over the Bears, and I guess everybody's talking about Clay Matthews, moves to inside linebacker, 11 tackles, a sack, and the Bears only averaged 2.3 yards per carry. How about that?
Definitely. It was a great performance by our defense. Moving Clay inside was, you know, something that we talked about over the bye week. I mean, it's a great idea, you know, by Dom Capers and our defensive staff, and Clay, you know, Clay just took right to it and made an impact in the game.
How many guys, Mike, have you been around that could do what he did? He went out and played a heck of a game at a brand new position. Now, he's a very talented athlete, no question, but that's unusual, is it not?
It's very unusual because you think about all the training that goes into, you know, playing any position, particularly inside linebacker, you know, the recognition of all the different blocking schemes, the proper fits, and it isn't like we lined up and just played one defense with him in there. So if that's his first game, I think it's scary to see what's ahead.
And definitely set the tone, I think, the run defense and the way they were flying around in the football.
Definitely. I mean, Matt Forte is someone we have a lot of respect for. And Chicago obviously ran the ball very well in the first game. He was the focus. You know, we wanted to make sure that we took away the run game and you know, try to make the Bears one-dimensional.
Talking about that run defense, Mike, most of the game, by and large, maybe all of it, you played with just two defensive linemen. So they had to be doing a nice job. And I thought one guy that kind of jumped out every once in a while, Josh Boyd, played with a lot of energy.
Yeah, definitely. D-line played well. Josh had probably his best game of the year, clearly one of his best games. It was good to get Nick Perry, you know, more snaps. That was definitely a focus with Clay going inside, Nick Perry and Mike Neal getting on the field more.
We haven't even gotten to the point of Aaron Rodgers, 6 first-half touchdown tosses, and he breaks another NFL record with 16 career touchdowns of 70 or more yards. Is there something that you see out of him, Mike? He's so consistent, you almost take him for granted, but is there something pregame or during the game when you see him on fire that you just say, keep riding him, how does that all work?
You know, Aaron's very, very consistent in pregame. You know, really, you know, we always talk about complete players, player at their particular position that can do everything. Well, that's what Aaron is. I mean, he can make every throw. He can make it in the pocket, out of the pocket. I don't think people realize mentally, you know, how gifted he is. I mean, the way he sees the game, the way he studies the game, his preparation, everything goes into it. So, and I think the one play to Jordy where Chicago, you know, busts the coverage, mm-hmm. Jordy recognizes immediately, and Aaron, you know, jumps out there and takes full advantage of it. And heck, the two or three throws he had on the move yesterday are just, you know, they're big-time plays. I don't know if there's another guy in the league that can make those plays.
Mike, this dominating in every respect victory over the Chicago Bears, could you see it coming as the team prepared for it and so forth?
Well, to me, I don't think you can ever see anything coming in this league. And I'm talking about results, but I will say this. I think we all were, to a man, very confident that we were going to play very well in the game. So I thought it started on Monday. It was clearly our best week of preparation. Felt that walking off the field Thursday. I mean, Larry, you were at practice Thursday. I thought that was as good of a practice. I mean, I thought the defense was the intensity and just, you know, it was the way it needs to look. And that's the thing that you look for as a coach, when your preparation looks exactly what you're trying to get done. And this was that week. And we went out and played very well. Now, because you can't really control how the other team's going to play, but we went out and played our best football.
We have to talk about the Eddie Lacy screen. First of all, he had incredible patience to let the block set up. And I think I counted, Mike, you know, Sitton, Lang, Lindsley, Richard Rodgers, Nelson, Cobb, and Adams all blocking downfield for him. Is that just textbook? Was that a thing of beauty to watch that whole thing develop?
Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know why Aaron wasn't down there. No, it's well executed, and I think, you know, once again, I think you've seen, you know, Eddie Lacy the last couple of weeks. I mean, Eddie is a complete running back. You know, his ability, obviously, to run the football, excellent pass protection, and now we're seeing his receiving skills, and particularly the run after the catch.
Mike, I've kind of developed a philosophy that in the NFL, you're not a hero for playing hurt. You're a hero for playing hurt and well, and it would look like Lang, Sitton, Burnett, all your questionable guys certainly did that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can't say enough about those three guys. I think when you're on the plane ride back after a loss that we, you know, like we suffered in New Orleans, you're thinking about what's going on the next week, and then you have your medical report the next day, and you really don't think that those guys really have a chance to play. So it's what pro football players do. I mean, it's amazing what they go through mentally, emotionally, and ultimately physically.
All right, next up, we bring in our special guest, Micah Hyne. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Now, Packer defensive back, Micah Hyne. Welcome, Micah.
Thanks for having me.
After the Bear game, what's it feel like to beat those guys 55-14? How did it hit you personally?
You know, I don't think the score necessarily, you know, hit me in, you know, such a great, you know, impact, but it's just getting a win. A much needed win, you know, come off a bye week, you know, with the loss was difficult coming in and getting this win. And, you know, we can get the momentum going now.
Micah, defensively speaking, three takeaways, mm-hmm. Cutler's quarterback rating 68 and change, 2.3 per rush.
Yeah.
What did this do for the collective defensive unit, do you think?
You know, it was just letting us know what we could do. You know, it was a good reminder, I guess you should say. You know, there's games that we go out there and we perform at our best, and we feel like that's how we should. We have high expectations for our defense. You know, like I said, going into the bye week with the loss to the Saints, we didn't have our best game, and we understood that. We knew going into the bye week we had to work on a lot of things, and you know, the last performance against Chicago was tough, and we knew we had to shut down that run.
Martellus Bennett, their tight end, who's like a freak of nature,
yes.
Okay, 6'6", 265, had a big game in that first time in Chicago.
Sure did.
Nine catches. You guys held him to two Sunday night.
Yeah.
Did you have a bone to pick with Martellus Bennett? Was there a little extra something there?
You know, he had his ups and downs against me the first game. And, you know, as a competitor, I wanted to go out there and I wanted to get my hands on him and compete against him. And I felt like, you know, not just myself, I'm saying I, but, you know, the team in general, you know, the whole back end, we wanted to get our hands on him and try to disrupt his routes because, you know, we know how big he is and how he likes to box us out. So we feel like we did a pretty good job doing it.
Now, Micah, you have played this season safety and then the slot man inside.
Yep.
In your career here, you've also played outside. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? What position do you see?
I'm just a football player. Wherever they want to put me, I'll be. I want to gain about, you know, 100 more pounds. I want to play D-line before I leave here. That's my ultimate goal. But for right now, I'm just wherever they put me. I want to go out there and compete and show them I can be out there making plays.
Mike, from the first time Micah stepped in the Hudson Center for rookie camp, he might have meant it in a different way, but he did look like a football player. He's just one of those guys that kind of gets it and gets the big picture, didn't he?
No doubt about it. First of all, I'm shocked you asked me questions, because he usually doesn't ask me questions when his favorite players are on. But and my answer was going to be he's a football player. That's the thing that jumps out from you, Micah. You can play him anywhere. You were Mr. Football coming out of high school. Right?
No, I wasn't.
No, you aren't?
No, I wish I was.
Well, I mean, just very versatile player. Has played everything. So, and that's the way we use him. So, punt return, kickoff return. And like you say, he's played every position in the secondary.
Should have been Mr. Football. Now let's go to Lance in the audience.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Leah. Came all the way from Vancouver in Canada to ask Micah a question.
Hi, Micah.
How you doing?
Good. Now that you're well into your second season with the Packers, in your rookie year coming off your college career in University of Iowa, what was your biggest challenge or transition that you found in your first pro year with the NFL?
I think that the coaching that I had in college prepared me well for the NFL with Coach Ferentz and his staff. But the hardest transition was just the playbook. It was going from, you know, 40, 50 plays to 140 and 50 plays. It's just crazy with all the adjustments and techniques you have to do and stuff like that. So that was probably the hardest thing. But once you get them down, and you can go out there and compete and have fun.
All right, Courtney has an interesting question for the coach.
Yes, happy birthday. I noticed that when you throw your challenge flag, you're more of a dropper, not a thrower. My girlfriend and I personally believe that if you're going to do that, you should probably go to the referee and whisper in his ear, challenge, just to mix it up a little bit. But is there some thought that goes into how angry you are, how far you're going to throw it, if you're going to drop it? How does that work?
Well, usually there's conversation, and you're trying to get your decision confirmed, just like the challenge of the 3-yard route last night, which was a bad challenge on my part. I don't know. I think I'm more about quickness than distance, I guess is my answer. And I don't say challenge because I get to say that enough, obviously. So.
All right, very good. And then Holly has a question for Micah.
Hi. My question, sorry, it's not really football related, but I was wondering if you plan on getting Mike anything for his birthday so you can suck up and get some more time on the playing field.
This is a great birthday gift right here.
Well, I tried getting a pick for him yesterday. How about the defense? Let me get a score. If that works.
Always an interesting segment, questions from the crowd. Next up, Larry on the Telestrator with Micah Hyde on his first career interception. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Single back off in Chicago and back to throw. Cutler deep drop again. Throws the right sideline. Hey! Intercepted! Intercepted by Micah Hyde inside the 25-yard line.
Show. I wanted to talk some ball with Micah. And Micah, guess what play we're going to look at?
Probably the interception.
Bingo! Okay, kind of coach us up on this. Show us where you're at in the defensive alignment right there. And so, tell us what your responsibilities are and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so right now I'm in the slot. I'm lined up on their tight end, Bennett. They like to flank him out, and you know, he's a huge receiver for him, so I'd like to give him the ball. So you see Morgan coming down, kind of in a man look, and from there we just got to compete against the guy in front of us.
So basically you're in man-to-man on
6'6",
265 pounds worth of Martellus Bennett. Let's roll the tape. And,
sounds
and
unfair,
what's your height and weight, Micah Hyde?
6 foot, 1 night. I'm like a soccer player. I look like a soccer player.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so Bennett's coming upfield right here.
Yeah.
And what are you reading in his route and so forth?
So, you know, for him, he did a good job. He turned my hips. You can see my hips are kind of like this. He did a good job of turning my hips, making me run upfield, and then he just cuts underneath me. So I really think it's a good route. And so I just try to catch up if you roll the tape a little more. I just try to catch up to him, get my hands on him a little bit, maybe a little grab. The rest didn't see it. And, you know, just try to slip underneath it and make a play.
Hey, how important at the moment of truth, well, bingo, there's the interception. We're going to look at it from a different angle. But when you had to go and flip your hips, that's important for a defensive back, is it not?
It definitely is. I remember, you know, going from college to the NFL and the whole draft process. That was a big thing they wanted to see.
Yeah, and we see it right there. Let's go back, if we could, to the end zone look now, because this is an outstanding interception. Let's roll it, and we'll see you coming into view right here, Micah.
Yep.
And then talk us through it one more time. We'll see the hips flip, too.
Yeah, so right now I'm trying to be outside leverage because I know I got safety help. You know, I know that Haas in the middle of the field is going to help me out if he tries to run anything inside or to the post. So, like I said, he does a good job of getting my hips turned, and he gets outside of me, which I shouldn't have let him do. But from there, I just try to catch up.
And in here, did Julius Peppers get a piece of this ball? Could you detect that from the field?
I have no idea, but I know that the pressure or, you know, his hand or the presence of him, you know, made the ball be elevated a little bit. And, you know, that's what you get with the guys up front. We know they're going to get to the quarterback in the back end. You just be ready for the ball.
Okay, and talking about being ready for the ball. And look at this catch, folks. Leaping grab, and this is, as we mentioned, that's 6'6", 265 he's ripping the ball from right there.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, Micah. You have made a ton of plays as a Green Bay Packer, but that was your first career interception.
Yes, it was.
Did you get your hands on that football?
Oh, I still have it. I made sure after this play, I was celebrating. I dropped it, and it, you know, went down the field about 10 yards. I went and grabbed it and ran to the sideline with it. Oh, yeah, I'm not letting go of that one.
Micah Hyde's first career interception. Thank you, Micah. Coming up more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us, please.
On the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask for the fans' opinion on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. And Mike, no question about it, player of the game was Clay Matthews. We got to talk about, though, the play of the game. Everybody seemed to love that Randall Cobb catch back of the end zone. What did you see from your perspective? Incredible catch.
Well, I'll tell you what, the whole play, I think was there 9 seconds left? And third down, the ball has to be thrown in the end zone. If you're going to miss the throw, you're going to miss it deep. I mean, all the things that you look for in that situation. So I thought handling the situation that way was very smart football, and then obviously the throw and catch by Randall.
Mike, it's fun. It's not on Twitter, but it's fun watching young guys improve. And against the Saints in extended action, Lane Taylor had a rough time in the running game.
Yeah.
And you said as much. But Friday you were asked, what if he has to play and so forth, and you said Lane Taylor will be better and he'll block better on the run. And, of course, at the moment you're thinking, well, what's he going to say? But, by golly, that young fellow went out and blocked a lot better in the running game. Did he not?
No doubt about it. That was his best football as a Green Bay Packer. So I was very proud of the way Lane made the step from the last game to this game. He performed very well in his time. I was very impressed.
Mike, so far this year you are 4-0 at home. Last three home games you were up 45-0 on the Bears, 28-0 on Carolina, 42-0 on the Vikings. What type of confidence do you guys have here at Lambeau Field?
Well, we have confidence in who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. You know, statistics are for losers. You got that.
I know that. Right, you've told me that. Those are impressive statistics.
Yeah, they're impressive, but they're in the past. And I think you have to be smart about that. Great victory versus the Bears. It was fun. I mean, it's something that we'll remember. But it's one game. It's still just one game. And Philadelphia came in here last year and got one on us. So we need this next one.
All right. Next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show, and we'll talk about the Philadelphia Eagles next.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, the Eagles come to town. Mark Sanchez is now the quarterback, and you also have to prepare for LeSean McCoy, one of the most complete running backs in the NFL.
Definitely. A very challenging offense. I mean, you know, just the way they stretch you and challenge your contain elements and, you know, the versatility of the run to pass, tempo, and all those things. So, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting game. You know, we play an up-tempo offense. They're just like, you know, the Eagles do. The Eagles' defense is very similar to our defense, you know, schematically. So this will be a heck of a game.
Mike, you mentioned it earlier. How valuable will having faced the Eagles last season, will that play any kind of a factor this coming Sunday? Or is last year last year?
No, I think it helps. I mean, you have common tape to go back and look at. I mean, it helps you more from a player's perspective, getting ready for the one-on-one and the player they're going against. So, I mean, scheme-wise, we're going to, you know, we do off-season studies on teams that we don't play each and every year. So, and we'll break, you know, we've already broken down all their videos. So, we'll stay in tune with that. But I think anytime you line up against, you know, an opponent, particularly the players, it's good to go back and look at that video.
Final question. We got to ask you about that weird Jared Boykin play where it wasn't a blocked punt. Have you ever seen somebody actually kick the punt before the punter punts it? That's what they ruled it. It was obviously a fumble.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a real credit to Jared. I mean, just how quickly he got there. I mean, that was a crazy play. We would have liked it to be a fumble, you know, or a blocked punt because we want the turnover, obviously. So we're plus 10 and we're trying to get to at least plus 20, so. Big time play. It was obviously a great play.
All right. Good luck against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday.
Thanks.
All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after they play the Eagles.